it's okay to be right. No, really. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Hey, we're back. It's John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. How you doing? All right, if you're just joining us, I have gone over some of the gruesome realities that we're now learning about, that the three girls who were rescued yesterday from the home owned by former school bus driver Ariel Castro, who, by the way, we learned was fired from that job last year. He had been suspended several times over the years, finally lost the job, that they were subject to. And also that other neighbors stepped forward and said, well, we called the police. We saw weird things happening from time to time, but apparently the police didn't take it seriously. Charles Ramsey did take it seriously when he heard some screaming and went up to the Castro home, where on the other side of the door, Amanda Berry was pounding, begging for help. He helps kick in the door and gets her out of there. And if you were listening a moment ago, he was just, you know, explaining. He didn't think of himself as a hero. He says, look, I'm a Christian. I'm an American. I just do the right thing. And he was asked about a reward. Now, Anderson Cooper was, you know, curious about what he would do with any reward money. And keep in mind, the clip you're about to hear, about 15 seconds into it, Ramsey pulls out his paycheck to show Anderson that he's not a welfare case. He's a man who works. Listen on here. This is interesting.
Has, like, the FBI said anything about a reward or anything? Because there was a reward for finding her and stuff.
I tell you what you do, give it to them. Because if folks been following this case since last night, and you've been following me since the last night, you know I got a job anyway.
He's pulling out his paycheck.
Just wouldn't pick it up. Paychecks. What did that address say? That said?
I don't have my glasses. I'm blind.
2203 Seymour. Where were some girls living? Right next door to this paycheck. So, yeah, take that reward and give it to that little girl came out the house, and she was crying. And I'm looking at it, right? I'm like, well, your mama trying to help you, girl. Shut up. I don't know, right? And she say, I want my daddy. And I say, well, who's her daddy? She said, Ariel.
She said that?
Yeah, I said, well, how is that possible? Because if you got kidnapped, oh, he was having sex with you? Oh, Jesus Christ. That little girl is just, now we want to hurt you.
Mm. You felt that?
Bro, this would be a different interview. I told you that if we had known that, man, I'd be facing triple life.
He'd be facing triple life.
I'm glad it turned out this way.
I'm glad it turned out that way, too. That was, you know, Ramsey realizing that the six-year-old girl he saw was the offspring of a likely rape. He says that the girl that he saw playing in the yard next door, he thought it was his granddaughter.
That woman didn't come out the house. The only kids that came out the house were two little girls. They played in the backyard. He had two dogs. Where I live, naturally, is next door. My bedroom was upstairs. So when I just hear kids playing, I know it's them. They do the same thing. Play in the backyard for a couple hours, go back in the house. Mm. Same thing every day. The neighborhood knows them as his grandchildren. Mm. So it's no big deal. He got his grandkids over all the time. I thought.
Yeah, a lot of people thought, for good reason. As Ramsey had said yesterday, that, you know, this is just a guy who works on his motorcycle and his car and, drives a bus, or at least did, and just appeared to be a neighborhood guy. Even went to a barbecue with a guy. But, you know, he doesn't think of himself as a hero. I'd be happy to take your phone calls on this, because I think this guy is very much a hero, and I think he does deserve a reward. I mean, he's obviously not living real well. This is a run-down neighborhood. Many houses on the block are boarded up. And I don't, it just shows such strength of character in three ways here, Phil. Number one, that he got involved in the first place. Number two, and because a lot of people would have heard those screams and just walked by or just rolled their eyes and would have, you know, shut the windows in their house so they keep out the racket. This guy actually got himself involved.
Yeah, Brittany's got a good update on
he could
Mr.
be
Ramsey
getting
too.
Some, you know how he said he was eating McDonald's?
Yeah.
Kind of casually referenced that a couple
so
times.
So McDonald's tweets him yesterday. And they say, "We salute the courage of Ohio kidnap victims and respect their privacy. Way to go, Charles Ramsey. We'll be in touch."
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll see, you know, what kind of, there might be some kind of endorsement. Or
I hope
knows.
It's Big Macs for life.
Ambassador of goodwill or something like that.
Good for them.
Pretty cool.
For responding.
So maybe he won't turn that down.
But here's three ways that I think this guy is showing himself to be a man of strong character. And again, it just reveals itself, first in his actions. And then second, in refusing to call himself a hero. He doesn't step on this tragedy as a platform to elevate himself. Instead, he draws attention away from himself toward the victims. And number three, he was told if there's a reward, well, he said, give it to the victims. I got a job.
Selfless, that
way. That makes you want to give him money. Yeah. I want to write the guy a check. I mean, you see, it is that kind of character showed by guys like Charles Ramsey. That's what makes the country great. That's what really keeps neighborhoods from completely falling apart.
And
guys like that who really just have a strong sense of right and wrong and, you know, simple living, the Ten Commandments.
There are a lot of people that for some reason when a TV camera gets anywhere in their visual range, they lose all sense of self-awareness. And thankfully that hasn't happened with Charles Ramsey right now. He understands the magnitude of what happened basically right under his nose. And I think, I can't remember, did you play the clip where he says, if I would have known about this the day I moved in, I wish I could have done something about it the day I moved in a year ago.
Yeah, he actually, you know, says, man, I wish I would have done something a year ago. But he, you know, has lived next to Castro for a lot less time than other people had lived in the area. And, you know, again, just kudos to the guy for just doing what he did. And then ever since then, instead of saying, and it would have been perfectly understandable if he would have said, well, you know, if people want to show their appreciation, I'm not going to argue with them. But, you know, that's just not the kind of guy he is. He says, well, no, I mean, those three girls are, I mean, they're the ones who suffered. They're the ones who went through tough times. You know, give the money to them. Anyway, let's go to Matt, Maple Valley. Matt, good to have you here with the first call of the morning, even though I haven't given out the phone numbers here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. The numbers, by the way, are 206-421-5757. Go for it, Matt.
Good morning, John. Glad to have you back on the radio.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. Do you think President Obama's going to call this guy like he did the basketball player that came out of the closet?
Yes. What a great question. And the answer is, you bet he should call the guy. You bet he, because, I mean, Charles Ramsey is an example of America at its best. This really is America firing on all cylinders. Just a simple, everyday, ordinary guy who does something extraordinary, but as far as he's concerned, he's just doing the right thing and ends up saving the lives of three girls, three young women now, and then kind of eschews any talk of being a hero or any reward money. So, you know, again, I hope the guy does get a reward, because this kind of thing should be rewarded and acknowledged. And yeah, you bet the President of the United States should be calling. Let's see if that happens in the next couple of days. It'll be very revealing if he calls the gay basketball player but doesn't call Charles Ramsey. Very revealing.